From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. World leaders are reacting to Thursday night's attack in Nice. Germany's Angela Merkel said that today we are in solidarity. The people in Germany and everybody here are in solidarity with our friends in France. Boris Johnson, Britain's new foreign secretary.
This is a terrorist incident, as it appears to be. This represents a continuing threat to us in the whole of Europe, and we must meet it together.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Russia preparing to discuss the situation in Syria.
And I think people all over the world are looking to us and waiting for us to find a faster and more tangible way of them feeling that everything that is possible is being done to end this terror scourge. And to unite the world in the most comprehensive efforts possible to fight back against their nihilistic and depraved approach to life and death.
84 people were killed and more than 100 injured when a speeding truck drove through a crowd of people at a Bastille Day celebration. Through a translator, French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of terrorism.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence, and it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.
Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended for another 3 months.